Jesus loves me this time. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, brother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below? Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, sister? And don't you want to go?
Thank the Lord for him, and I came to hear him this morning. praise. But you pray for us for just a few minutes. We read some scripture last night, and I certainly didn't know I was coming to Silver City last night. I didn't know you were having church till this morning. We heard it announced on the radio that you were having church, and we wasn't able to have the New Harmony today, but we had a desire to come, and we asked you to pray. If you're here today and you're unsaved, I hope today that the Lord will speak to you in such a way today that that you'd want Him in your heart and your life. I can't think of anything any worse today than to die without Jesus Christ. I don't even want to go through this life without Him. We certainly don't want to try to enter into the life beyond here without Him. You listen this morning. We want to read just a few verses and then maybe bring a thought that I feel like the Lord wants us to share with you right now. So pray for us. In the sixth chapter of the book of John, we want to read just one verse there, or maybe two or three verses, but one in the 27th verse, and we're going to skip down some in this same chapter. 27th verse, the sixth chapter of John. Jesus had just fed the multitude with the fish and a few loaves of bread. Many of the people that he had fed followed him. And there he told them, said, "You didn't follow me because of the miracles that I did, but you followed me because you were hungry and I fed you, you ate. That's the reason you followed me." Jesus spoke these words to these people. He said, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." I want you to really think about what Jesus was saying there to these people. "Labor not for meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." I want to skip down to the 47th verse in this same chapter. Jesus was speaking again. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." I want to skip over to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Read just a couple of verses there, beginning at the 8th verse. This is the love chapter in the Bible. The 8th verse says, "Charity never faileth. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. And where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." 13th verse said, "And now abide faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." And I want to read one other verse in the 4th chapter of Hebrews, the 1st verse. He said, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." That's, I know, reading several verses of scripture. If I had something today that I feel like the Lord would want us to leave with you this morning, it'd be, do you have something today that's going to last? Something that'll carry you all the way to the end of this way and beyond. You might get to the end with money. You might make it all the way to the end with friends. But you'll not make it into eternity today without the Lord Jesus Christ by your side. I want And I hope today, by the help of the Lord, that you here this morning, you may be here as a church member today, and you may be counting on that to get you on into the other side. That's not going to work. You may be here, you may be of the Baptist faith today, and I'm sure most of you are. You may be counting on that to get you into eternity today, but that's not going to be enough. I'm thankful today that I got something a number of years ago that I feel sure, Roger, it's going to last. I believe it's going to work when we get down to the end of the way. I believe the Lord's going to be there as He was with Lazarus when he died. I believe the angels are going to appear to escort our soul into heaven, there into the presence of Jesus Christ. And I hope today that if you hear, maybe you've just been going along the way, you just go to church, go to Sunday school, and things is okay in your life, but I want you to think this morning, do I have what it's going to take to get me across to heaven? Without Jesus today, you're not going to make it in. The Bible said there that there was many people that followed him after that he had fed them with the fish and the two loaves of bread. And he said, "You've not followed me because of the miracles. You've not followed me because of who I am. But you followed me because you were fed." There's people today that's coming to church for the wrong reason. They're coming for different things. Said there, I believe today there's people that's
of this morning something that'll endure all the way to the end. How you may live to be 100. Sexton the other day. How we visited the Sunday before and lived to be 103.
Trip and fall, I'm the finish line.
the end of the race. Today, labor not for that thy bread, that person, that meat, that person, that a lot of people. And I'm not knocking nobody's religion. I appreciate every church we've got. I appreciate every preacher that's ever been called by God's grace to carry the word of God. Listen, today, is that you have? Today, is it going to endure? Is it going to last? Or will it be like the children of Israel there when they went out and they gathered up the manna?
Saved my soul. I believe it'll last forever.
I don't believe we'll ever be lost anymore because we got saved today. Labor not for the meat today that perisheth. A lot of people are trying. And like I said, I'm not trying to knock religions today. It doesn't matter to me today whether you attend church or what faith you're in, other than if you are not believing in Jesus Christ. There's a lot of cults out there today that's deceiving people. People are working hard. They're laboring today, trying to work their way into a better life. Listen, all of these things are going to perish one day after a while. All our good works and things that we do is going to be done away with. The only thing that's going to work, the only thing that's going to last today is Jesus Christ. And He'll be there all the way. Jesus told the disciples there when He gave them the Great Commission to go out into the world and preach to the nations. He said, I go with you all the way, even to the very end. Listen this morning, is that that you've got when we lay down in death today, is that that we have on the inside? When you can look at those old saints of God when they come down to the end of the way and they start pointing toward heaven, you know they've got something that's going to last today. But when you get there and people, and I've heard this, I've never witnessed it, but I've heard people talk about those that would come down to the end and they'd be screaming and hollering for somebody to get them out of the fire. Oh, today, is that what you've got? Is it going to last? Is it going to work when we come down to the end this morning? That's the message this morning. I feel like the Lord wanted us to share with you today is that the thing that you've got, is it going to endure? I don't know what we're going to face in America. If God spares time and lets us live a few more years here, I don't know what we're going to face. We may be answering to some communist leaders and things of that nature. There's a lot of countries that are today. I really don't feel like we ever will in America. As long as people will pray, as long as people will bow and trust the Lord. But I'm telling you today, we've come a long way. People's went a long way from the Lord in my lifetime. I don't know what we'll face in the next few years, but I'll tell you what I do believe. I believe the Lord will still be our best friend. I believe He'll still be there to help us every time we call if we will let Him be our Savior today. I want them to get a song this morning. Tim said, just to be free. I'm going to ask Tim to come here this morning, if you're here today. And I want you to search your heart this morning. Ask yourself, is that I've got, is it going to endure to the end? Whatever hardships you may face in life, you may be here, you may be about to face a battle with cancer. Ain't you glad the Lord will endure with you in that? He won't leave you. Satan will run off and leave you when things get to going tough in your life. But the Lord will always be there. He'll go to the hospital with you. He'll go in the intensive care unit with you. He'll hold your hand. He'll endure to the very end if you'll trust Him today. And I ask you, Tim, come on, sing when you're ready. If you're here today and you're lost, that you have, if you don't think it's going to work for you, please come and accept Jesus today. He will work today. If it's if you're lost, I believe He's got His hands stretched out today. If there's trouble in your life, I believe the Lord's got His hands stretched out today. If you'll take hold of it today, it's there for you. He's throws you a lifeline today. And if you'll take hold of Him today, He'll pull you to safety. You can ignore it. You can say it's not for me. And you can go home today. And you may sink tomorrow. Or you can take hold of the hand of God. And I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll pull you to safety. There's nothing like being drawn closer to His side today. No matter what kind of trouble that you may be in today, whether it be sickness, whether it be financial problems, there's nothing any more comforting than to know that Jesus is close by our side, because I know He'll lead us to safety today if we'll depend and trust on Him. While they sing one other verse, think about this. He's reaching for you today. Will you just take hold of standing? You know, I remember standing where you're standing when I was a young man, lost without God. My heart was just about to jump out of my chest. I knew that the Lord was speaking to me. I stood there for a long time, but I knew that He was talking to me. I knew He was throwing me a lifeline. I just would take hold of it. Listen today, it'll never get any better. You can try a lot of other things, but nothing will do like Jesus Christ today. So take hold of His hand. If you feel that uneasy feeling down in your soul today, like you need to do something, then you do something. You move toward the Lord while they're singing.